This is the BBC Home Service.
But they call it Ireland.
I don't like what he's doing, Pat. I don't like it. We ought to have a meeting about it.
Whilst that record of sheep is being played, here are the remains of a goon show washed up on a Brighton beach near Croydon.
Yes, yes. And in faded writing, we see that the title is... Part one.
In 1917, England was at war.
France was at war.
I was at lunch.
It's gonna be tough. 1917, and here is an impression of it.
Next, an impression of the inside of Gilbert Harding.
Mon Dieu, j'ai retreat.
In 1917, British Chiefs of Staff call meeting. Yeah, it's all right, that's enough, that's enough. After all, enough is as good as a feast.
Well, I haven't had enough.
Oh, haven't you?
No.
Well, swallow this obstacle.
Delicious. What was it?
It was enough.
I didn't feel as if I had enough.
Well, it was enough. It was marked on the tin, ANUFF, net weight 4 ounces. So you have just eaten a 4 ounce nuff.
Well, if it was a 4 ounce nuff, I haven't had enough nuff.
Well, I've had enough. Say,
I'm dying. At last, I've had enough.
End of part one. And now, part two.
I've called you heads of services together to break the news. Gentlemen, apparently for the last 3 years, we've been at war. W-A-R pronounced...
I say, it sounds jolly dangerous.
Who are we at war with?
That's what I keep asking myself. If only we knew, we could tell a policeman. We must try and capture one of those naughty enemies and find the nationality of his body.
Right. I'll go down to the labor exchange and get a body tester. End of part two, sir.
And now, part three.
The lounge of the East Acton Labor Exchange.
Thank you, lads. Thank you, lads. I'm so glad you like bad music.
Yeah! This is not a tune, you fiddler, I told you. What about a rock and roll?
Later, Sir Malcolm, later. But first, here, direct from his triumphant tour of the Paris Labor Exchanges, known as Eurovision, that great unemployed Frenchman, Count Jim Knee Trembler. Moriarty.
Merci, and for my first number, I sing Sous la Toits de Paris.
Thank you. No buttons, please, no buttons.
Oh, well, how have you known that I'm the manager of this labor exchange?
Pardon me, manager. Any fear of work today?
No, you can take that broken limbs kit off.
Only you got to be careful these days. There's a lot of work about, matey.
You know very well as I do, matey, that this labour exchange always hoists South Corns when there's any danger like that.
Yeah, but I got to be careful. Only 3 more days and I celebrate me 50 years without work.
50 years unemployed? Good heavens. Fill in this form for your OB.
Listen.
Hush.
There goes the danger of work, Bill.
Quick, barricade the door.
Give me the binoculars, Moriarty.
What can you see?
Nothing.
But which direction is it going in?
What do you want, knocker?
I'm the War Office. Gentlemen, I think you should know that we're at war.
Oh, was it something we've said?
Heavens no. We want a decent chap to fight a Germany to try and capture one of the enemy, intact.
Ah, what's it worth?
Well, the chap who is successful, there'll be a nice little nest egg waiting for him.
Oh, how much in money?
No money, I told you. You get a nest with an egg in it.
I could risk my life for an egg and a nest?
Chickens do it all the time.
Then... Then send a chicken.
Gad, what a brilliant idea. Chicken, chop, quick, march.
Meantime, here is a jolly Dutchman who'll obliterate himself with porridge, Manx Felderay.
The faded document I see. Part 4.
In which Gritpipe and Moriarty leave the exchange and seek out their fortune.
We must find somewhere to sleep tonight.
Yes. Look, there's a cottage 800 miles away.
I'll knock.
Away. Welcome to the manor, dear friends. It's only a luxury £50 million villa, but it's home to me. What's mine is yours. Let's be jolly friends forever.
Is your name Charlie?
No? Why?
Well, you look like one.
No, no. My name's Nellie Seagorn, folks.
what a nice little place he has here, eh? What a nice little place. What a nice little room, nice little floor. Nice, everybody's nice. Everybody's nice in this house, right? I like that.
Yes, well,
it is a nice place, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. It belongs to Lord Delphus.
Lord Delphus.
Yes. I'm looking after it for him while he's away.
Will he be gone long?
Quite a while, I should say. They buried him this morning.
What was the trouble?
Well, he'd been lying on his back for 2 days.
Well, that doesn't mean a man's dead.
This time it did. He was at the bottom of the lake.
Oh.
Oh. Mama.
Well, Neddy, I'm going to be frank.
Right, I'll be Tom.
I'll be Gladys.
Neddy, how would you like to buy these Duff shares in the German army?
Are they worth anything?
Of course. You know, I have certain information that I've just thought of. That the Germans are bound to win any war they enter.
What the chance?
Yes.
Wait here. I'll get my savings out of the P.O.
This I must see.
It's all in pennies.
Well, we don't mind spending pennies. Moriarty comes.
All right. One, two, three, four.
£50. Thank you, Ned. And now, a sailor's farewell.
And so saying, the two nice men threw me out of the house. Who left that splash outside?
Yeah, your name, Nelly Sigrun.
A river policeman standing in a river.
Yeah, I'm on duty. I'm delivering your call-up papers.
Is that a mistake? I ordered the Times.
Don't mess about now. There's a war on. W-A-R pronounced.
War!
Your country needs you. Y-O-U pronounced. Darling, try this here cannon on for size.
Right. I say, this battle is empty.
It must have been right.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, an echo. Me. Hello?
Hello?
I'm an idiot.
You certainly are.
Robert Seagun, I'm sending you to Waldershot. Follow this shell.
Drawers, cellular, one. Shirts, Angora, two. Tins, mess, one. Socks, worsted grey, two pairs. Photographs, Mansfield Jane, three. Guns, bang, one. Min, a man's just come in through the roof.
Oh, dear, the place is in such a mess, do I?
Min. Here he is.
Oh, what? Poor fellow. What's your name, young man? It's Mr. Argyle.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr.
Morning.
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 Morning. Morning, Mr.
Morning. Please, answer the secret. I've been sent here for my uniform. You see, England's at war.
War? I'd better go and get the washing in.
Sir, we haven't a uniform big enough for you here, but go to this address.
The Elephant Equipment Unit? Pune, India. Right. Farewell!
Where the flying fishes will lay, and the sea rolls up like a vest, and the sailors will obey.
In anticipation of his arrival, the BBC have placed a microphone at his destination. So, over to that.
Shoot him.
Oh, no, sir. I'm not cutting them socks. Last time you let me down, overpowered me, sir.
You see what you've done. You've offended them. Down, boys, down. Do you realize, sir, that these socks were mentioned in dispatches?
All right, socks, shun. Quick, march.
Gad, what a magnificent sight. A squadron of British Army socks on the march. Oh, someone knocking on the door with a duck. Oh,
hello, my darling.
Eccles, what do you want?
I love you, my darling. My love.
Steady, madam, steady, madam.
Let me serenade you, my darling.
What?
And I wrote this tune for you, darling.
To my knees.
My little darling, I want you to have these. I picked these for you. I grew them myself.
A handful of hair. Ah, sweet. Singes, put these in a jar of hair oil. You silly fellow. You military fool. Come inside.
It's the spring, you know. It's the spring, folks. I want some old-fashioned loving.
Oh, right. Granny?
No!
Come down! Oh, Huff-Puff train.
You didn't meet me at the station, Major.
Well, it was the least I could do. A quantity I specialize in.
I see.
Well, now. Well. Darling.
How's the war going?
Well, the Germans are losing.
Oh, horrors! Folks. Then these shares are losing their value, folks. Folks.
Don't worry, Neddy, folks. Look, here's a special offer. 10,000 unused 1904 calendars.
1904? That's gone.
Ah, but if it ever comes back, you'll make a fortune.
You loony military man, how can it come back?
Great and larping nagglers. Look here. Look. Monday comes back once a week. December comes back once a year.
Well?
Well, 1904 will come back. It just takes longer, that's all.
It's a deal. Ah. Here's an advance one shilling and Ray Ellington quartet.
Wind.
Squam. Oh.
My baby's going on a trip to the moon, and she won't be back too soon. She doesn't like me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, my baby's up in a rocket machine. Since she left me, she ain't been seen. She doesn't call me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, I wonder if it means I miss you or maybe means I want to kiss you. I'm hoping that means I love you and that she's coming down to earth again. My baby's high in the stratosphere. I'm so low, I'm down here. But my love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. Yeah! You or maybe means I want to kiss you. I'm hoping that means I love you and that she's coming down to earth again. My baby's falling with the satellites. Now you know that that ain't right. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. My baby's fooling around with some space cat. That chick don't know where she's at. I think she's gonna join a Martian race. I'm gonna leave her up there flying to space. Goodbye, so long. Goodbye, goodbye. She's gone.
Western Front, Siegmund prayed for the Germans to win.
I say, Colonel, there's something dash strange about that private, Siegmund.
Oh, yeah?
During that last German attack, all he did was point his finger at them and shout, bang, you're dead.
Perhaps he'd run out of ammunition.
No, he hadn't. I inspected his finger, and it was fully loaded.
Is this true, Siegmund?
It was like this.
I'll give you 10 seconds to answer the question.
I'm sorry, I can't answer.
Well, hard luck. Anyway, you won yourself a wonderful dishonorable discharge from the Army, so let's give him a great big hand.
I'm a civilian. I got measured for a coward suit.
Mr. Banerjee, Mr. Banerjee.
That will be on the hit parade soon, you must.
I know.
On the Hindu hit parade. What is it, man? What is it now?
Look, Mr. Banerjee, are you positive? Are you positive that Sikun gentleman, Saab, has got a 30-inch chest and 92-inch waist?
Those are the measurements that they sent to me in the post today. Therefore, I can only presume that it is true.
But how can a man be that shape and live? No, listen to me, man. The only way to move him must be to roll him along, you see.
But I hope you're not refusing to make this gentleman a suit.
No.
Because if so, you're ruining our substantial business that we have created as dersies in the cantonment.
Achcha. No, but listen to me, Babu. I'm not refusing you.
I understand.
But what I'm telling you is, it is just that I cannot believe, man, that any man can be this shape. You are understanding?
Sorry?
Good heavens, it's true. Come in, sir. We won't give you one moment.
Just sit down here and take your trousers off.
Hello, Neddy. You're Neddy. Ha ha ha.
You! Spelt Y-O-U pronounced. What about those Duff German army shares? Germany's nearly lost a war.
Neddy, if you lend us those 1904 calendars, all will be well. Now, what I want to do about this is...
His idea was to drop the 1904 calendars in England by Zeppelin, making the English believe the war hadn't even started. Giving Germany the advantage.
Giving Germany the advantage.
Meantime, midnight on a lonely anti-aircraft site in Epping Forest.
What is that noise out there?
Jim, what are you laughing at, Jim? What are you laughing at, Jim?
What's he laughing at? Oh, dear. He comes into the police line, Eddie. He comes into the police line. He comes into the police.
So I've told him not to wear them. Will he on the phone?
Will he on the phone? Will he on the phone? I never thought of that.
It's a 1904 calendar.
Oh, if it's 1904, I'd better get back home to Mum.
What for?
I haven't been born yet.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, my dad went off COVID for this.
Here is a special news bulletin. British troops will come home from France at once.
Hooray, Hawks! They think it's 1904. The plan worked. My German army shares will be worth a fortune.
Wrong. What? The British dropped 1918 calendars on Berlin. And the Germans surrender.
Oh, dear.
Sounds like the end, doesn't it, Wall?
Perfectly correct, Mr. Seagun. Okay. Good night.
Good night, Walt.
I can hear your socks, Moriarty. I know you're there.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe and Spike Milligan, with the Raylity Quartet, Max Galbraith, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Gainslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton.